And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Peg Tollo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Mono Kids. Cherry kisses. You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Mono Kids, track called Cherry Kisses. They are two-piece garage punk from Eindhoven with a new album out soon. What is the Mono Kids Bandcamp page?
TheMonoKids.bandcamp.com?
It is TheMonoKids.bandcamp.com. TheMonoKids. TheMonoKids.bandcamp.com. Tony Wan, Paulie Dean, Internet Nil. Great band that I hadn't heard of before. They're looking forward to hearing more. Also, just because I got excited at the start of the show, didn't it? You had to.
It's infectious.
It really is, isn't it? I have some additional material for you. If you've got a joke or poem, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. Now, this week, we've got a joke for this bit, a poem I'm saving for the end, and there's always a third way when the frenzy of tongues are involved, Tony.
Ooh.
There's always a third direction.
Hmm.
So we've got something else as well in this bit, but first, a joke from Jeff. Let's hear Jeff's thing.
The boys called Jeff.
I am really proud of that.
It's excellent.
It's that I know I say it every week and you might think, oh, he's just joking, he thinks it's a load of rubbish like we do. No, properly proud. Jeff says, a man collapsed on the airport luggage carousel. Authorities say they think he will be all right as he's slowly coming around.
Jeff. Nice, okay.
P.S. I love chubby girls. How do I get them in bed? Piece of cake, really. But now, the thing is, I think both of those jokes are Gary Delaney jokes.
Oh, really? Okay.
But I'm not absolutely sure. But I have thought for some time that Jeff might be getting... Jeff has confessed himself. Anytime he sees something funny, he just posts it.
Yes.
I do suspect they might not be Jeff's own work, but it doesn't have to be your own work. We don't care. We've been ripping people off for nearly 20 years.
That's right.
I've nearly had enough of ripping people off. But anyway, two great ones from Jeff there. Also, further news regarding, are there monkeys in the Bible?
Ooh.
This from Nathan. He says, of course, there's mention of monkeys in the Bible. All four of them, to be exact. Michael, Peter, David, and Mickey, which we, as we know, is short for Michael, because the monkeys were called, right, what are their names? Peter Dave, Talk, David Jones, Mickey DeLenz, and
Michael. Okay, cool.
Michael Nesmith, that's the four. Did you not know then?
I only know David. I remember David Jones.
Yeah.
And the ones, Peter Tork. Yeah, that rings a bell. But I can't remember.
Peter Tork, Mickey DeLange. It's because you're that much younger. The Monkees weren't a part of your life the way they were a part of my life.
That's right.
So not that I lived through the original showings of their show. But they were repeated on a Saturday morning. And I used to like them in the late 70s. Right. So that's that. So let's hit. So yes, Nathan, you're absolutely right. Thank you. They always just look slightly to the left of whatever's going on. That's a few times. That's how I know them. And by that, I don't mean politically. I mean, they've got one eye on common sense and the other eye on tomfoolery. That's what I reckon. We will be hearing more from our additional material later on in the show. So if you think we should have been reading something of yours out and we haven't done yet, don't worry about it. You just have to keep listening. In the meantime, let's hear Jeff singing it. So proud of that.
It's excellent.
Two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for Sergeant Bilko's crazy combo. But first, Soft Bait, Tony. They are off-centre post-punk from Tamaki Makaurau, which is in New Zealand. I had to look up where Tamaki Makaurau was, and you know what's happened there?
What's that?
It's actually the Maori name for Auckland.
Ah!
It's Tamaki Makaurau. I think that's how you say it. Tamaki Makaurau. I don't think any Maori's ever said it like that. Tamaki Makaurau. Tamaki Makaurau. Auckland, mate. That's why we call it Auckland. Yeah. I'll pronounce the other way. That's probably why we call Mumbai Bombay, but Mumbai's not that hard, and I'm not getting into that sort of empirical nonsense right now. Point is, I'm really glad we're playing it. It's a great song. This week's show is I've said this in the past, it's another curate's egg, Tony. It's a curate's egg.
Mm.
What is Soft Bait's Bandcamp page?
Softbait.bandcamp.com.
It is SOFTBAIT, softbait.bandcamp.com. Or, of course, the Maori word for soft bait is...
Don't know.
Is that racist? Probably. You know what I mean. If you send me something saying you're from Tamaki Makaurau, and then I have to go and look out where that was, and I find it's Auckland... You're right in thinking the joke's on me, but hey, I didn't know in the first place. Point is, great song, Tony T, Paulie B and Internet Neil. Stay tuned for Sergeant Bilko's crazy combo. This is New Leaf.
A thousand new leaves. million new leaves. New leaf. A trillion new leaves. Friends of friends. Someone they know. 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 What are they doing? What are they doing? What are they doing? What they're doing? Suck it off! They're sucking our feet. They're sucking our feet. They're sucking our feet. So stick that in your rocket.
Always looking.
Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
That was Sergeant Bilko's crazy combo track called Sunbed South. Northampton Neo Rockabilly. They've had a number of lineup changes down the years. They were one of the not quite original, but just after clubfoot bands from the Hammersmith Foundation in the mid to late 80s. Well, really early to mid 80s, but you know what I mean. It did keep going till the end of the 80s, effectively. But anyway, and Bernie Bilko is in my Facebook friends, and he added me absolutely years ago. And, you know, we've hardly had any contact at all, and we should have done. I wish I'd been in touch at all, because they're a great band. But involved in the lineup changes would have appeared to be not only Boz Borah that we mentioned before, but also Dave Barb, a.k.a. Dave Barbarossa, who was the original drummer with Adam and the Ants. Probably what information you need there. That's an old song, but not from the vaults, because we've got someone else from the vaults. I found it on Facebook the other day. I think Bernie actually posted it and said, haha, I bet you don't remember this one. And he was right, I completely didn't. But I really liked it, so I thought we'd play it. That's why. Anyway, find out more at their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/ Sergeant Bilko's Crazy Combo.
Yeah, it is, and it's exactly how the band is spelled, so it's not the full Sergeant. It's an SGT and then BILKO, Sergeant Bilko, SGT, BILKO, SK, crazy, KOAZY, COMBO, Sergeant Bilko's Crazy Combo. Tony 3, Paul of the Internet, Neil Blindy, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
Well, in that case, it must be time for
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frank Boyle.
I did all of that with something in my mouth because I forgot there was extra things I had to say.
You did?
Yeah. I'm losing it, aren't I? I'm losing it.
That's all right.
It's like I'm already on holiday, Tony.
Right. Holidays. Yeah. Can't remember what they're like. I'll get one of them at some point.
I will be having another one in a few weeks.
Lovely.
I'll tell you about it later on in the show because you might not be having them, Tony, but I fucking love them.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, go to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave a comment. Do get in touch. As we say, please respond to last week's show post and we'll see it through the Punky group. Group away. So, 3 comments this week.
Group away.
The Spackles got in touch.
Perfect timing.
And they say, whoa, we're super happy to see Pistols at Dawn, the latest show.
Yeah.
Not making much Spackles.
Yeah, I'm not super anything.
No.
I can't stand it when people say they're super excited or super happy or super this or super that. I'm not taking it out on the Spackles in any way here. Mm. It's become a phrase that people just stick super on the front of everything to say they're excited about it, don't they?
Yeah.
It's absolutely fair enough. I'm not having a go at the Spackles here. Thank you for the comment. I just get fucked off when I hear people go, oh, I'm super excited. Are you?
Danny Cleaver got in touch.
Hey, hello, Danny Cleaver. I'm super excited to hear from him.
And he says, thanks, you guys. That's all right.
And there is more material coming, not only from Danny Cleaver, but also his band, The Cleavers, that we will be getting hold of in a few weeks' time. Thanks for the email, Danny.
Nice.
I was super pleased to get it.
Super duper.
Yeah.
Finally, Jay Daniels got in touch.
Peg Todd, Jay. I think he might have got the wrong end of the stick here.
Joe's confused. Or I'm confused. Someone's confused. He says, Tony, when do you start your tours again? I want to come and do one this summer.
Yeah, when do you start your tours again, Tony?
I don't think I've ever done a tour, really. I've got a band we kind of play. I wonder what he means.
I wonder what he means. I think he might want to do your brilliant walking tour of Nottingham.
Oh, I thought you did that.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, oh Joe, I've got bad news, mate. I stopped doing it.
We're so interchangeable. Have you stopped doing it now, have you? Is that it?
Yeah, it can't be naff.
Ah, oh, fair enough.
I am just writing off anything that involves effort in my life. That's what I'm doing this year. I'm getting rid of effort.
Fair play.
But if anybody does want me to take them around Nottingham and do the tour for them privately, I will do. And in Joe's case, at no cost. So, Joe, if you want to come to Nottingham, I'll take you around. Bring a mate if you've got any. I haven't.
There's plenty. I'm sure you'll end up in a bar. So, yeah, do come across. It's nearly summer. Well,
Tony, as you know, it starts at a pub, it ends at a pub, and there's a stop at a pub halfway round.
Yep, exactly.
It's a great tour.
Rest in peace. That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never type that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. Right, now for something completely different. Not completely different, but completely different from what you've just heard. I talk, of course, about the Finnish hard rock newcomers that are Phantomy, which is Phantom with a Y on. Phantomy. 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 Do you want to call them Phantomy? You want to call them Phantomy?
Phantomy.
I know what you want to do. You want to call them Phantomy, Tony. Phantomy, Tony. I can't know what it is. Fanquattro Tonaggio.
I can go my fan club that. Like it's the Quasi Challenge show, and my fan is called the Fantonis.
The Fantonis?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Oh, man. we are so lucky that your head is even bigger than mine. Unlikely, but true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great band. I'm really happy with it. We haven't played any action rock for ages. We haven't had any through. This isn't action rock, but it's going that way. It actually reminded a bit of Zodiac Mind Talk. You know the band we played the other week?
Yeah.
Not that track, but it reminded me of one of their faster songs, which Phantomy, Tony. We'll no doubt appreciate, because when you hear this, you go, they've got to be fans of the kind of music that they're playing. Like, what is Phantomy's fan campaign?
Phantomy.bandcamp.com.
It is Phantomy. Phantomy.bandcamp.com. Tony Ford put it in and said, Neil, this is Wild Jungle Woman. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Fantomy and Wild Jungle Woman. What a great track. The entire album that comes from is absolutely brilliant, and we will be playing another. I know hard rock isn't something we necessarily play that often, but you're going to be getting another track from this album. Do check them out. It's absolutely brilliant. Did you do anything last week?
It's work related mostly. So I interviewed someone, hired a new starter. I've hired another member of staff.
Right.
They start tomorrow. So getting increasingly in debt. But you know, you got to speculate to accumulate, apparently.
It sounds like you're just thinking out loud here.
A little bit.
These are just the things that go through your head.
Try and justify bad decisions in my life, like they were well thought out.
Yeah.
You know.
And trust me, I gave up on doing that absolutely years ago.
I've not quite given up yet.
I cannot justify any of my actions.
Yeah. Give me a few months. So, did that. Took the staff out on Friday night. We went to Chino Tino.
Super excited about that.
They were. They all got super drunk.
Brilliant. See, that's when super is valid. Where's Paul? You don't want to talk to him. Why not? He's super drunk. He thinks he's developed special powers. He's put a cape on. He's just about to jump off the shed roof. We should never let him in there drinking booze. We know it. What he wanted to do. His new catchphrase. What was it? I just want to get drunk in the shed.
Finally.
Something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Of course it was. Forgot about that. All those catchphrases, forget them straight away. Yeah. And then this morning I had wedding practice, which is the second to last. So put one more, and then the gig is...
But if you say I had wedding practice, it sounds like you're getting...
Oh, God, married. It does, doesn't it? You're right. Wedding band practice. I've got... And the next one is 20th, and the wedding we're playing is 21st. So then it's done. God. And it's done. So, and that... And that's about it, really. How was your week?
Well, I kind of mentioned it last week, but it happened a week today as we're doing this show. But I went to the Gloucester cheese rolling at Cooper's Hill, and it made national news. Not me being there, it made national news. And also, one clip went viral because one bloke, you know, it's a 45 degree angle. It's a 1 in 2. It's one of the steepest hills you've ever seen. And when people lose their footing, they do fly.
Hmm.
One bloke, did you see any of the clips? One guy, he flew, he did a flip, he was going backwards. Everyone thought it was planned, it looked so fantastic, but the way he landed suggested it wasn't. Exactly, there was a little ooh. But what a brilliant thing. I mean, I'll change that bit. What a brilliant thing to go to once.
Right.
I mean, every English person should find a way to go to watch the cheese rolling once. It's quite tiring. It's quite a long morning. You're lucky to get a decent view, but the whole thing is utterly ridiculous. I mean, how this thing started. What should we do this bank holiday? We've got a great idea. Shut up, Fred. We're not sticking anyone else under the patio. No, I got another one. What's that? How about I throw a whole cheese down a really steep hill, like, and you all run after it. Oh, that sounds brilliant. Let's do it every bank holiday for hundreds of years. Arr! And that's what happens.
Right.
That's how these things start. I wonder, in Nottinghamshire, if I found a steep hill, went to the top of it with a few likely lads, and just lobbed something random down it, whether they would run after it and it would become a thing.
Probably.
Yeah.
Something shiny.
Just throw down. Do you think it would? You think it'd have to be something shiny?
I think that generally, yeah, I mean, that impresses people, doesn't it? Something shiny, or
what,
just
like a Dairy Lee triangle.
Yeah, there you go.
That's shiny.
Well, it's kind of so cheesy, though, isn't it? You know, how about a Toblerone? Yeah. We're not going to roll, is it?
No,
you see,
not going to roll.
Not a good thing. See, yeah, not brainstorming. Not my particular skill.
It would have to be sort of roundish. It has to be so, because this cheese, it picks up speed really quickly.
It could be an Easter egg.
because you know that would be, and also that would have the, because it's not oval, it would kind of go in a weird direction, so that'll keep you guessing. You get some speed up, that foggy thing's going all over the place.
So right, kids, we're going for an Easter egg hunt.
Yay.
Thank you, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, I'm scared at the top. Shut up. You got any chocolate, you're running.
Yeah. We can do it down Kent Road. That's got a really steep hill. A couple of seats behind me. Proper steep.
Ooh. Yeah, right.
Plus, cars. So...
Brilliant.
Kids love cars.
Yeah, but it's an extra reason to watch, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a greater chance of death if you put in everyday traffic.
Compared to the Hunger Games. Compared to the cheese rolling game,
Yeah.
Just saying.
Go the whole hog and just do some knots, mushy peas, squid game. But anyway, that was the best thing I did last week. Other than that, I've done absolutely fuck all other than book a holiday, because I found out I had 500 quid more than I thought I did.
Ah.
How about that? That's the kind of week you want, isn't it? You find out you got 500 quid more than you thought you had, so you book a holiday to Mallorca that costs double that, but you still think you got it cheap. More of this in future weeks. Right, shall we do another song?
Yes.
Right, this is a band, 1976-77, Prime Primitive, CBGBs, Max's Kansas City's regulars, Testors, but it's T-E-S-T-O-R-S, so Testors. I'm sure you would pronounce it Testors, but I don't know whether that's how the Americans spell Tester or not.
They get
something else wrong. Anyway, it's Testors. Right. Okay. What is their Bandcamp page?
Testors.bandcamp.com.
No, it isn't. It's Sonny Vincent Testors.bandcamp.com, because Sonny Vincent in the band kept going after they split up and did other things. So it's the Bandcamp pages for the whole lot. But you will find Testors there. Sonny Vincent Testors.bandcamp.com. I'm finally on the board. Probably the internet one, Tony Ball. This is very much from the Volks and is out. Now, I've actually given away the title of the album it's from, 76-77 Prime Primitive. That's what it's called, but this is MK Ultra.
He sneaks into the room, crawling like a snake. Will a stupid peep ever guess his game? Will he think with film, got his dossier, spray the special spray into the air? Yeah! MK Ultra! Will you wash my brain? MK Ultra, tell me, when I go insane, when I go insane, when I go insane, when I go insane. He wears a business suit, he looks just like a zoot. Will that stupid pig ever guess his name? Will he break the code? Or will he have it blown? Or will he just be fed to the other side? Yeah! MK Ultra, will you wash my brain? MK Ultra, tell me, when I go insane, will I go insane? Will I go insane? Will I go insane? Like a snake, will he ever break down from my hand? Will he break the code? Or will he have it blown? Or will he just defect to the other side? Yeah! MK Ultra, will you wash my brain? MK Ultra, tell me, when I go insane, when I go insane. Will I go insane? Insane. Insane.
you're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Tez Tours and MK Ultra. Find out more, Sonny Vincent, TESTORS.bandcamp.com. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. Super. Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyrage.com. Also, who's playing? Where are they playing? How would you to watch them play? Will the Fantonis be in attendance?
Will they be? You managed to make it all about you every time. It's very impressive.
It's good, isn't it?
It's very impressive.
Yeah, the ego has gone haywire. It's fine though, you know.
It's super. It's super impressive.
Like, I'm waiting for life to beat me down a bit more. It will do.
The ego has landed.
So this Saturday.
Speaking of which, I watched The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly last night.
It's good, isn't it?
What film? Well,
right.
Absolutely brilliant.
Well, the
absolutely brilliant film.
Oh, the music's fantastic.
The whole thing is fantastic.
Mm.
My favourite spaghetti western by some distance.
That was a prequel, wasn't it? Is that right?
I don't fucking know.
Aww.
What to? What was it a prequel to?
Well, they made Fistful of Dollars.
Oh, right.
They made for a few dollars more, and I think Good by Nobody was the third one, but I think it was set before the first one.
Right, I got no idea. I
think so.
Don't care. That's your nerdy knowledge ruining my enjoyment of a perfectly good old film.
You got The One with the Monkey? No.
One with the Monkey. What are you talking about with the monkey?
That's that Right Turn Clyde, isn't it? All my clear user films will get mixed up in it. So I've always got the gun. But anyway, gigs. So this Saturday, at the Northern Social in Pontefract, there are Crown Court, Foreign Legion, Rise Up, Under the Cosh, and Bare Knuckle Strollers. It's a packed day.
And Black Pudding Bertha and the Clogoffers. Because this is already sounding like the most northern thing ever.
Brilliant. Yeah. So we're playing this venue in a few months. Not making it by myself, of course.
Please let me come with you just so I can be just so I can be beaten up by the locals and the Fantonis.
Absolutely. I think it's Wakefield Way, isn't it? Kind of Pontefract, something like
that. It's the home of Selwyn Froggatt.
Oh.
Yeah. Which was a 1980s sitcom.
Oh.
It was set in Pontefract.
Well,
really funny, actually. I used to really like it.
Okay. Well, if you're around, do check it out. It's £20
advance. Late 70s, maybe. Maybe longer. Sorry about that. Sorry. If you're around, go with it, yeah.
£20 advance, £25 on the door. Five great bands. Do check it out. And I think we're playing there in October.
£20 a ticket in Yorkshire. That gig is not going to be well attended.
Well, here you go.
I'm just seeing how many stereotypes I can get into this week. I've already had to go at the Maoris. I'm keeping it rugby. I'm having to go at Yorkshire now.
It's an early gig. It's 2 p.m. 2 p.m. kick.
Oh, brilliant!
No, too late. Perfect little matinee gig.
Yes, we really like those. That has been aimed purely at the middle classes.
Beautiful, and it's great for the bands.
Yeah, I can't help thinking Pontefract isn't the most obvious place for the middle classes. But anyway, brilliant. Please let me go when you play. I want to go.
October 25th. Just saying. But yeah, I'll give you a shout.
I'll be around.
Excellent.
I know. I will be around.
Oh, okay, cool.
Because I think I'll be on the holiday again 2 weeks before.
Oh, sweet. Well, that's it for gigs.
So that concludes Super Tony's
International Gig Guide. Super.
Excuses, Tony.
Yeah. That
pretty much sums up my life. It also sums up a band who are alt punk from Ontario. What a link!
Ooh.
What is Excuses Bandcamp page?
Excuses.bandcamp.com.
It's official Excuses.bandcamp.com. Make it probably be instead two, Tony. Oh, is that right?
I'm surprised I got that many.
I didn't know how I managed that.
I might be the other way around.
I didn't miss one, did I?
No.
You got Soft Bait, you got Sergeant Bilko, you got the Modern Kids, You got a fan to me. You have got four.
Oh, like, bloody hell. Wow.
4-2. And I am sorry that I didn't send you this straight away, but the dog ate my homework.
Fair enough.
Hey, you see what I did there? Excuses, mate. Excuses. Poorly being set to Tony 4. This is Excuses, Excuses and Paralysis. Listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks, Steve. That's a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Excuses, Excuses on a track called Paralysis. Find out more official Excuses, Excuses. Bandcamp.com. Are you doing anything this week?
No. I think it's fairly standard. It's work related. I don't think there's nothing else going on. I think probably the first weekend in a while, I'm probably not doing anything. Ooh! No, tell a lie. The house is back on the market.
Is it?
Yeah, we put it back on about a week or 2 weeks ago, and this Friday.
Actually, know you'd taken it off the market.
So we took it off because we had about 6 months with the estate agent, and we had no offers, and they were doing my fucking head in. We've got one toilet in this house, and everyone came in going, "I want a second toilet," and we don't have a second toilet. So why are you viewing this house? So I got a bit annoyed with them and it's dropped off, but we thought we'll put it back on with the same people because it's quick and easy for just temporary. So we're trying it for a month, and this Friday is the first viewing, so we've got I think half a day full of viewings, so we never know, so we could be selling the house. Thank you very much. So we'll be getting the house back in order and cleaning up cat vomit, as is our want. It'll be super. What are you up to this week?
It's now June.
It is.
can mean only one thing for my heating. It gets turned off.
Yay.
So that's it. The heating's off until September. Don't matter what the weather's like, the heating stays off till the end of September. One lodger is gone. The other one leaves this week. They're happy about that. I'm hoping to do some weeding in my garden, because right now my garden actually looks like a jungle.
Right.
But a blackberry bearing jungle. I got problems everywhere, man.
Oh.
And also, I'm hopefully going to get the opportunity to buy, to finally buy a ticket and then go to the fantastic Dracula party, which happens in Benidorm in mid-October, early to mid-October.
Ooh.
My mate Dave is one of the DJs there, and he said I can get you on. It sells out so quickly that I've never been able to get a ticket. I've been trying for 10 years, and this year I might be able to go finally. Age 55, hang about with the young people. Oh my God, what can go wrong in Benidorm? For fuck's sake. But it's not a British festival, it's a Spanish festival. It happens to be there.
Right, okay.
It's not, let's do it in Benidorm, I don't think. I think it's just like, they started it there. And I should think it's been going for ages and we built up all the wankers around it.
Hmm.
Find out something enough. Yeah, but anyway, more of that in future weeks. But right now, two songs in a row. Stay tuned, I'm very excited to say, for 3615 Francis. I will be talking about them fondly very shortly. But first, a band we haven't played before called Sleuth Gang. Leeds-based punk rappers, Tony.
Ooh.
What is Sleuth Gang's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Sleuth Gang?
Facebook.com/Sleuth Gang Music. S-L-E-U-T-H-G-A-N-G Music. Sleuth Gang Music. Paul in set 3, Tony 4. Stay tuned for 3615 Francis. But first, this is A Safe Bet.
So don't kid yourself. Yeah, I'm thinking it's about time that I get some help. Can someone tell the devil that I'm living in hell? Cause life ain't the same when you're taking the L. Look who's back now from the madhouse. If my doubt casts a shadow, then there'll be a blackout. And I'm okay with it, yes, I'm okay. What about this? Makes you think you know me? I'm a safe.
I'm lost my head, can't find it. I'm off to
Irish Goblin.
More stupid than a vacuum, more scabby than an opossum, how bigger than a stadium, IQ less than a particle.
Cry, baby, cry. Oxygen burning lungs. Here comes another one, making sound without a listen. Need to eat. No milk in silicone. Click up on Insta. Tweetix, Tweetix, TikTok. We're losing water because of flat earth. Who gave the orders of the crashing planes in Boston Towers? We'll never know the truth if there was lives in pyramids. One thing I know for sure, I really saw a light last night.
That's right.
Again before you start a reproduction. If your fingers right, you're wrong, you're not a gift to humankind. You're like a plague on humanity and biodiversity. You're spreading disease left to die.
Are you serious?
You ever seen someone who ever walks on the moon? Who can create such a perfect universe? Who's got the knowledge of everything you need? Stop, 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 Jerry, what you're thinking?
You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was 3615 France's track called Don't Share Your DNA. Electro Punk and Roll Madness from Nice, Tony. It's the second track we played. I'm so happy. They are loving our show and we are loving them. We're having a super loving. And they're from Nice, which makes me laugh because it's spelled nice. And I hadn't thought about it until the playing of that record just now, when I realised there is a place in Essex, a village, called Nasty. It's spelled N-E-S-T-Y. It might pronounce Nasty, but it's N-E-S-T-Y, Nasty. If there's ever been two towns that should be twinned, it's Nice and Nasty, isn't it? Nasty and nice, mate. Yeah. Except one's a village and one's fucking massive, full of posh French people.
Someone's a trick.
And of course 3615 Francis. If there is a band from Nasty, I'm going to suggest they get in touch with 3615 Francis.
Gig swap
mate. We got a nasty one for you, really. We got a nice one for you. But anyway, have you got a twat? No, I'm not there yet. What is 3615 Francis's Bandcamp page?
3615francis.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. It's the numeric 3615 and then Francis, FRANCIS.bangham.com. Tony, 5 for all of you instead of 3. And if they're called 3615 Francis or 3615 Francis, I apologise, but we're calling you 3615 Francis. Is that all right?
Yep.
That's all right. Okay, well, 5-3, you've won it again this week, Tony.
Hey.
All that could be better is if you had a twat.
Yeah, I haven't got one.
Minus points.
I'm half pole.
It is your fault, Tony. If you were more popular, more people would send things to you. I hate to break this to you, I get loads of emails.
I think the fans, they worship me from a distance, but maybe I'm just, you know, they're scared to approach me.
Do you think you're not a very approachable guy? I would back that up.
I think they were just, you know, in awe. And, you know...
Right.
It's so difficult, isn't it, when you meet your heroes?
It is, yeah. Really difficult. Yeah. I've had a really tough time these last 20 years.
So, I'm only human. I am. You can email me. So, yeah, do email me your twats. Tony at
Punky. I'm barely human.
I'm barely... I bleed like everyone else. Tony at punkyrage.com. Oh, the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. Let me know your twats. But yeah, doing their twats myself this week. Apparently, the Punky Radio feed was broken for a couple of weeks. Well, I sorted it now.
Oh, well done.
Bloody SSL certificate, wasn't it?
Oh, we'll see. Yeah. We used to get on about those quite a lot, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that with GoDaddy?
We used to sell them,
but
yeah.
We were sponsored by GoDaddy. Can you imagine that now? GoDaddy. Massive now, aren't they? Absolutely huge. They used to sponsor us.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's right now.
Right. But it's all right, because I've got something else. You might possibly remember earlier on in this show, I said I'd had a lot of additional material, including a poem. It's only come from Chris Ridgeway, Tony.
Oh.
And we all know what happens when I say his name.
Ridgeway. Yeah.
And he's written us a nice email as well as a poem. Here goes. Cooper Cooper, he opens.
Cool.
Sorry for the slow reply. Work is demanding right now. I wasn't aware of it, Chris.
No.
Thanks for the Ridgeway jingle. Not quite sure I deserve it. Oh, yes, you do. But it's your guy's show. Oh, yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
What started out as a poem using one word of swear Esperanto. And if you'd like to know what swear Esperanto is, by the way, you'll need to go to the Punky Radio website, punkyradio.com. Mm-hmm. In reply to your King of the Listeners competition, which I don't think anyone won, did they?
No.
Quickly spiralled out of control. But then I realised maybe instead of being out of control, perhaps I was being divinely inspired. If I remember history correctly, back in 1517, you might know it's 3:15, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 1517, Martin Luther, not the one with the king on the end, Martin Luther hammered up a list of demands for certain things to be removed from the Bible. Here's a poem about, I hope it wasn't the monkeys. Here's a poem about one of those things, up whom? And the poem is titled Blasphemous Humours. Was not retained, but written once. Abel called Cain an Affenschwanz. douche nozzle retort. Bell end reply. No longer sport, Abel must die. Gummy twat back, smacktard was said. Then came a rock onto his head. Story did stay many a day, till cockknockery in Germany. I don't fucking know. But anyway, thank you, Chris Ridgeway. Right, one last track. Thank you, Chris. I'm really glad that latterly he has revealed that he's been listening for years and is finally sending things in.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you, Chris. You've once again given us a reason to be. Raison d'etre, Tony.
Yeah.
Raison d'etre. Last track this week, should have mentioned at the start of the show, by the way. The first track we played, The Mono Kids, came from the latest inception of Damn It Records.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the first hit of their June bunch. And like you go, it's dammitrecords.bandcamp.com, isn't it?
It is. No.
Yeah. Go there and find out about it. But they effectively give you the chance to get a load of music for next to nothing each month. Sign up to it. It's really, really worthwhile. Mono Kids at the start. We're finishing the show with Concrete Funhouse, Tony. Now, I do normally finish the show with one of the fastest songs. I try and start and end with a fast one. This one actually is not that fast, but I could not turn it down. See if you can guess why. They are a six-piece grunge punk quintet from Coventry, Tony. That's Concrete Funhouse. Oh, yeah. But what is Concrete Funhouse's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Concrete Funhouse?
It is Facebook.com/Concrete Funhouse. Tony 6, Polybeam Internet 3. How can I turn this down? This is Court Wanking. That was Concrete Funhouse, Court Wanking. That's about the size of it for this week's show. What a brilliant, brilliant song title, let alone song. Absolutely great. And the start of it, you just get a glimpse of it maybe being another song. But as soon as I saw the title Court Wanking, I immediately thought of Being Caught Stealing. Who was that by?
Oh, God.
Being Caught Stealing.
Was it
by
Liberty? No.
No. It was one of...
Jane's Addiction?
I think it was Jane's Addiction. Yeah, what sort of music is that? It's kind of grungy, isn't it?
But yeah.
More sort of rock.
It's a bit glammy, isn't it?
Yeah. Great song, Being Caught Stealing. Even greater song, Caught Wanking.
Thanks, Funhouse.
Maybe you can mention one or two ways people can listen to this show.
Yep, don't forget, visit our website.
Assuming you've got the feed working.
The feed's fine. Go to punkeradio.com. The Punkeradio feed was fine. It was those other ones like Podbean and Pod whatever.
Those ones that I didn't know anyone actually listened to was on.
Who knew, eh?
Yeah.
But the website was always fine. As I say, punkeradio.com, if anything is ever wrong, just check the website out.
Yeah.
It will be there. You can also find us online at various stations like punkradio.com, radioandy.se and radioinfocusing.com. If you're down with the fire, you can find us on the Spotify.
Spotify.
Assuming they haven't banned us, it's a good way to listen apart from that. Apart from them being arseholes, it's a good way to listen, to be fair. Amazon Music in there. If you've got yourself an Alexa device, you can pollute it with the Punk Radio skill. Go to the skill store, search Punk Radio, download it, it's free. Thanks to Capoco for that. And as always, if you do use it, let us know. It'd be nice to know. Just get in touch. Be nice in general. I'm only human. Don't forget, I'm only human. I'm one of you. I'm just the same as you.
We think you're a deity.
But I'm not.
We think you're a deity, but you're not. You're just flesh and blood.
That's right. I'm human.
You're like a...
Prick me, I bleed.
You're like a Mappily Jesus. Who's that? Top of the hill. It's Mappily Jesus. Hey, Tony, guess what?
What's that?
Well, the thing is, I don't want to be no slave. I don't want to work all day. I don't want you to be true. I just want to get drunk in a shed. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
But you can't. Yeah.